This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. 74 degrees in Chapel Hill. It is a little on the warm side. 74 in Chapel Hill, 74 in Hillsborough this morning, 73 degrees in Carborough. And another muggy day, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in our forecast for the afternoon. 50-50 chance of rain. Our high temperature today in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of rain continuing. The low tonight in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, an even bigger chance of rain. 8 chances out of 10 that we'll get wet sometime during the day, probably in the form of showers, maybe thunderstorms. High again in the middle 80s. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Aldana Voss advised state lawmakers yesterday to clarify some of the provisions proposed in House Bill 695 to restrict abortion access. The bill moved through the Senate in less than 24 hours last week and only needed a concurrence vote by the full House to pass. After backlash from abortion rights activists, the House and Human Services Committee held a public hearing to discuss the bill further. WCHL's Rachel Nash was in Raleigh for the second straight day to hear both sides of this issue.
There was a clear division in the room where the hearing was held. Pro-choice supporters wore pink and anti-abortion advocates wore blue. Outside of the state legislative building, protesters, including Carol Brook of Carborough, gathered for a rally led by Planned Parenthood against abortion restrictions.
Well, I would hope that Governor McCrory will remember how many women in this state helped to elect him and how many women he's representing, and that he'll do the right thing and veto this bill.
House Bill 695 would require abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgery centers, a move abortion rights advocates say is designed to shut down providers. Only one clinic in the entire state currently meets those standards. Governor Pat McCrory, who said last fall that he would not support further abortion restrictions, criticized the way in which House Bill 695 moved rapidly through the Senate with little public notice and buried in legislation concerning Sharia law. Even if McCrory follows through on his pledge, Republicans have a veto-proof majority in both houses, making the bill almost certain to pass. The Department of Health and Human Services said that regulations and inspection procedures for abortion clinics need to be updated, saying that they haven't been reviewed since 1995. Micah Allen, who works in Chapel Hill, sat in the public hearing and said he is pro-life under all circumstances.
In terms of just consistency across the board with dangerous medical procedures, this has to happen. It's inconsistent to argue against it and yet say other procedures of a similar nature have to have a sterile environment, a surgeon present. It really makes no sense. Logically, this bill makes a lot of sense.
Allen agreed with the points that the Department of Health and Human Services made, saying that certain provisions of the bill needed to be clarified to ensure the safety standards. Two abortion clinics were shut down this year in Durham and Charlotte for unsafe practices.
I think a couple of the speakers in favor of the bill sort of touched on the issue. It's tended to be an emotional thing. Abortion's been put on a pedestal, and currently the laws have put it in a different category as surgical centers, and that's really unfortunate because it is more unsafe than what people have presented it as.
Gabrielle Johnson, a UNC law student, attended Tuesday's rally and is pro-choice. Johnson also attended last week's impromptu demonstration of more than 600, organized in response to both the bill itself and the way it was passed in the Senate.
Even if it does pass, I hope that these same women who are getting rallied up at this moment for this, you know, anti-women's rights bill will remember this during election time and will get equally excited and equally energized to remind them that, you know, if you go against us once, then you're going to pay for it with your election and with your seat.
Representative Verla Insko of Orange County was outspoken during the hearing, arguing that abortion clinics protected women's health by providing safe and regulated ways to have the procedure done. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other legislative news this morning, North Carolina motorists convicted of passing a stopped school bus, picking up or dropping off students, would face a $500 minimum fine in addition to other punishments and legislation going to the governor's desk. The House agreed yesterday to Senate changes to the bill named for an 11-year-old boy killed last December when police say a car struck him at his Forsyth County bus stop. In the Hassani Anne Wesley Student School Bus Safety Act. A driver who hits a child and faces a felony would receive a minimum $1,250 fine. A conviction resulting in death would mean at least $2,500. The measure requires drivers convicted of repeat violations to have their licenses revoked for at least a year, and possibly permanently. The motorists could get limited driving privileges. A way to restore more Medicaid-funded assistance to people in North Carolina with dementia or Alzheimer's disease has received final legislative approval. Governor McCrory next receives the legislation that got the General Assembly's last formal okay on Tuesday. The legislation creates a way people with these conditions, either living at home or in special care units, to receive up to 130 hours monthly in personal care services, such as getting dressed, bathed, and fed. The state reduced care for these people to 80 hours per month this year to comply with federal requirements that services be comparable at home and in corporate settings. Special care unit operators were concerned about the fewer hours. The bill says personal care reimbursement rates will be reduced to pay for broader coverage. North Carolina companies that manufacture, advertise, or distribute food could soon have additional legal protections from lawsuits by people claiming their products led to their obesity. The House voted 99-16 on Tuesday in favor of minor Senate changes to legislation barring civil actions on claims that long-term consumption of food or drinks led to excessive weight gain and health problems. Governor McCrory next gets this legislation for his signature to become law. The Common Sense Consumption Act makes clear local governments cannot pass ordinances like the one passed in New York City prohibiting the sale of large soft drinks. North Carolina is one of a handful of states that follows the tort of contributory negligence in which a plaintiff recovers nothing, even if only slightly to blame, for what happened. Same-sex marriage faces a number of obstacles in our state, from Amendment 1 to a previous ban on same-sex marriages. But on Tuesday, the American Civil Liberties Union of North Carolina announced that it will be challenging both Amendment 1 and the state's statutory ban on same-sex marriages. Chris Brook, legal director of ACLU-NC, says that the Supreme Court's recent decisions on the Defense of Marriage Act show that they understand the harm such bans can have.
One of the things that Justice Kennedy wrote about in great detail was that refusing to recognize same-sex marriages humiliates tens of thousands of children now being raised by same-sex couples.
ACLU-NC has already challenged North Carolina's ban on same-sex couples adopting. Brooks says that seeing both the decision on the Defense of Marriage Act and the couples represented in previous cases drove the organization to take this legal action.
They speak to the real day-to-day challenges that come along with the government not recognizing their unions.
In the lawsuit, ACLU-NC is suing some Superior Court clerks and the director of the North Carolina Administrative Office of the courts.
They are the individuals, we allege, that are responsible for granting adoption petitions.
The ACLU-NC is arguing that there is a constitutional right to same-sex marriage and second-parent adoption under the 14th Amendment and the Due Process Clause of the Constitution.
The argument basically boils down to the fact that the government does not have a legitimate basis to deny equal treatment under the law based solely on the fact that someone is gay or lesbian.
A public policy polling survey of North Carolinians found that 54% believe gay marriage should not be legal. With election season for local government underway, residents are starting to apply for the four available seats on the Chapel Hill Town Council. Two residents filed on Monday, Paul Niebe, a real estate broker and university instructor, and three-term incumbent councilman Ed Harrison, the mayor pro tem of Chapel Hill. Niebe says his private sector experience gives him skills that will help run the town's affairs in an effective way.
As a real estate broker, it's basic business as far as budgeting and looking at market and how things are.
Harrison says he created a good name for himself through his communication with town residents during his past terms in office.
There are a lot of folks who say I'm the only person who answered their email, I'm the only person who called them. That's sort of the way I was brought up.
Niebe is also a member of the town's Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Board, which he feels gives him some insight into working on the town council.
Boards work more or less in the same way, so I think it helps to be a part of a board and see how quickly things can happen, how slowly things can happen, and ways to make things happen.
Nevey says his time on the advisory board let him see one of the ways he'd like to change the council.
One thing I've been disappointed with is the communication between the different boards and the town council. That would be one platform I think I would really push for, is better communication.
Beyond the relationship between the town council and other sectors of Chapel Hill's government, Nevey aims to tackle an issue that affects a larger swath of local residents.
The tax burden is getting close to unbearable, I think, unless you're super wealthy, even for the middle class. So that's something I'd like to see, is a more efficient government, more commercial tax base to lighten the tax burden for regular property owners in Chapel Hill.
Harrison says he's worked on many large projects to improve Chapel Hill's accessibility to walkers and bikers, both in Chapel Hill and all over the Triangle, through Triangle Transit Authority, where he is vice chair.
That's slow going and it's expensive. One of the people who tries to make the public understand how the processes work and how expensive that can be.
For Harrison, one of the challenges that Chapel Hill faces in the future is the cost to provide services to its residents.
When we buy products and services, we're in the same market as everybody else, as the private sector. We have some significant budget challenges.
Three other candidates have filed for the four town council seats, Gary Kahn, Maria Palmer, and incumbent council member Sally Green. Elsewhere, Carborough Alderman Sammy Slade filed for re-election yesterday. Slade will try for his second term on the board. WCHL News Time, 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours at CarolinaInn.com. And don't forget Fridays on the Front Porch starting at 5 p.m. on Fridays at the Carolina Inn. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble today if you're looking for an engagement ring, and consult with Berkeley. And also, if you're interested in having a custom piece made, they can handle that for you, too. Grimble's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, next door to Whole Foods. Very easy to find. It is 74 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in our forecast. 50-50 chance, mainly in the afternoon. High temperature today, about 88. Tonight, mostly cloudy, still 50% chance of rain, low 72. Tomorrow, we're looking at an even bigger chance of rain, 80%. Showers and or thunderstorms. High tomorrow, once again, middle 80s. Tomorrow night, low 70. Still 80% chance of rain. Then on Friday, 70% chance of rain with a high in the low 80s. All the way through the weekend, we'll have a big chance of showers and or thunderstorms.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Good morning. It is 7:20, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. P.J. Hairston, Carolina basketball player, apparently is not the only local high-profile athlete who associated with the Durham man who's been linked to multiple rental cars driven by Hairston himself. According to WRAL sports fan Hayden Fats Thomas, 39 years old, deleted his Twitter account on July 1st. But the tweet trails left behind were ripe with arrests, drugs, and relationships with big-time athletes. These connections with athletes from Carolina, Duke, and other schools have opened the door for the NCAA to potentially investigate whether this man provided impermissible benefits. An NCAA statement released on Monday stated that, quoting here, it cannot comment on potential investigations. On July 26, 2012, a Twitter handle at Fats315 posted a photo of former UNC basketball player John Henson sitting on a couch at a club. Henson was picked up by the Milwaukee Bucks just 28 days before that in the NBA draft. Other tweets from the same user often included photos appear to show evidence of relationships with UNC basketball players. Some of the athletes linked to Thomas via social media include UNC's Henson, Leslie McDonald, Dexter Strickland, and Hairston, Duke's Desmond Scott, and Ohio State's Terrell Pryor. To see the full array of tweets and social media posts linking high-profile athletes with Fats Thomas, check out the full story on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 7:22, 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Family Medicine. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Two more Tar Heel football players were named to 2013 preseason award watch list on Tuesday. UNC tight end Eric Ebron and center Russell Bodine now join Tar Heels Bryn Renner and Kareem Martin as top candidates for national recognition for their respective positions. Thus far, UNC is a perfect 4 out of 4 on being named to the 2013 award watch list. Junior Eric Ebron is in the running for the John Mackey Award. Last year, Ebron tallied 625 yards on 40 catches, including 4 touchdowns. The John Mackey Award, established in 2000, is awarded annually to the top tight end in all of college football. In addition to demonstrating top-notch athletic prowess on the field, the award seeks to stand for good sportsmanship, academics, and leadership. Junior Russell Bodine is a candidate for the Remington Trophy. Bodine is an essential factor to the success of the Tar Heel offense, since he's the center, starting with the ball on each and every down. The Dave Remington Trophy, awarded for the first time in 2000, goes to the player considered to be the best center in all of college football. A member of the National College Football Awards Association, the Remington Trophy serves as a fundraiser for the Boomer Esiason Foundation's fight against cystic fibrosis. Next up will be the Lou Groza Award and the Ray Guy Award for place kickers and punters, respectively. These watch lists will be released later today. If you'd like more information, check out the full story on chapelborough.com. For the third successive year, WCHL is partnering with UNC Athletics to bring you live broadcasts of Carolina women's and men's soccer to Tar Heel fans. WCHL will air 8 regular season women's games and 2 men's games this fall. Games will be available on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM in the Triangle, and stream live online as well at chapelborough.com. Paul Connell will serve as play-by-play announcer for the broadcast for the second straight year, and will be joined by analysts John Stanley and Jerry O'Donnell. Former Tar Heel All-America Wendy Gebauer-Palladino will also be making appearances as a guest analyst throughout the season, and other Tar Heel alumni will be guest commentators during broadcasts. Altogether, 8 regular season women's games and 2 regular season men's games are on the broadcast docket, with possibilities for postseason broadcasts as well. On behalf of our soccer programs, I'd like to thank the management at WCHL for its commitment to airing our games locally and the World Wide Web for the third straight year. That's a statement from UNC head women's soccer coach Anson Dorrance. To see the broadcast calendar, all you have to do is go to our website, view the story at chapelborough.com. WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. It is 7:24, 24 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It's always a matter of inches that separates a king from a dunce. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. I'm a little amused by the amount of hoo-ha still surrounding LeBron James in his second straight NBA championship with the Miami Heat. We see it all the time in sports, where inches make the difference between wearing a crown and crying in your beer. How many golf tournaments have been lost by a putt that rimmed out, or big baseball games that turned on a bang-bang call, or football games lost by a drop pass? James was just as close to being the GOAT as he was to reaffirming his title as the king of basketball. If you recall a 6th game against San Antonio at Miami, it was clearly more than what the Spurs didn't do with a 5-point lead and barely a minute to play that what Miami did do to tie the score and eventually win in overtime. James, in fact, missed the 3-point attempt that looked like it sealed the game and would have made for a miserable offseason for everyone in the Heat camp. San Antonio coach Greg Popovich had Tim Duncan on the bench for some reason, as weak rebounding big man Chris Bosh got the offensive board and found the smart and savvy Ray Allen retreating to the right corner. Sure, Allen still had to make the shot to send the game into OT, but any Spur grabbing Bosh when he came down with the ball, or even Allen as he was running out to the 3-point line, and very likely the Spurs win their 5th title instead of suffering off-season heartbreak. Carolina's Danny Green probably wins the NBA Finals MVP after hitting the most threes in the championship series. Green still has the record, but he will be just as remembered for shooting poorly in the last 2 games and committing costly turnovers when he was double-teamed and tried to dribble a pass out of it. The confidence Green would have carried into next season will now become doubts in the public eye over whether he can hang with the Spurs in the long run. That's so narrow the margin between victory and defeat in sports. Carolina can't seem to win the College World Series despite 6 visits in 8 years. Yet the very first time the Tar Heels were there, they had a 5-0 lead midway through the closeout game and committed some errors that probably haunt Mike Fox to this day. Yes, LeBron remains king, but in my book, he was mighty lucky to be kissing that trophy again. This is our chance, Lee. See ya.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The UPS stores at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard, next to the Chapel Hill University Inn.
Now at AT&T, come in and get half off the newest smartphones. You know, the good stuff. When you trade in your current smartphone and sign a qualifying two-year agreement. So you can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy S4 16GB, and even the BlackBerry Q10 for $99.99. Until now, you probably figured you'd seen it all. And then when you're looking the other way, AT&T announces that they've got the latest, greatest smartphones for $99.99 each when you use your trade-in value. Now from AT&T, rethink possible.
AT&T, the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Limited time offer. Select locations in-store only. Subject to change. Purchase smartphone for $199.99 with two-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plan and receive $100 instant savings with qualified trade-in 3 years or newer. Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit the store for offer details. Limited 4G LTE availability. Claim based on a comparison of U.S. national carriers' average 4G LTE download speed for Android and Windows smartphones and iPhone 5.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Top of the Hill Distillery. It's half off, $20 for a distillery tour, tasting, and souvenir glass, available until midnight for $10. Get a close-up look at Topo's world-class distilling equipment and learn how they craft their local and organic spirits. You'll tour the three-story distillery in downtown Chapel Hill, enjoy a tasting, and get a special glass to take home. It's half off from Top of the Hill Distillery. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
It's the bottom of the hour at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys at Metamont Village in Chill. 74 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms probably in the afternoon. Our high temperature today about 88. Chance of rain is 50%. Now tonight also 50% chance of rain with very cloudy skies. Then probably isolated showers after midnight. Overnight low in the low 70s. About 72. Tomorrow we're looking at an 80% chance of rain all day. Maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms. Highs in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night still 80% chance of rain with a low of 70. And then on Friday, mostly cloudy all day with a 70% chance of rain. High temperature in the low 80s and a bigger chance of rain in the morning than in the afternoon. The entire weekend looks rainy with a 40 to 50% chance of rain all the way through Sunday and also on Sunday night. So pretty sure chance.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Before the crash landing of the Asiana jet in San Francisco, had a mistake been made when setting the plane's speed control? Other questions are linked to that automated system. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The senior pilot told investigators that the crew had set the speed at 137 knots, and he assumed that the plane's autothrottle, which is a type of cruise control, was maintaining that speed. The question now is, was the crew also monitoring and checking the speed of the plane, or did the pilot simply assume everything was okay?
Safety Board Chair Deborah Herzman says it's likely the pilots thought the autothrottle was on, but in fact was just in the arm position. Correspondent John Blackstone.
NTSB investigators have spent the last 2 days interviewing all four pilots on this aircraft. That process has taken a little longer than normal because of the need for translation. The pilot's first language is Korean.
NTSB says it'll be months before any cause of the crash is definitively known. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:32, 28 minutes away from 8 o'clock at WCHL. 74 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today of 88. A little bit on the muggy side this morning. Again, 50-50 chance of rain all day. The Department of Health and Human Services advised state lawmakers yesterday to clarify some of the provisions proposed in House Bill 695 to restrict abortion access. It was indeed another busy day yesterday in Raleigh. The bill moved through the Senate in less than 24 hours last week and only needed a concurrence vote by the full House to pass. After backlash from abortion rights activists, the House and Human Services Committee held a public hearing to discuss the bill further. WCHL's Rachel Nash, again, our reporter in Raleigh yesterday, to hear both sides of this very contentious issue.
There was a clear division in the room where the hearing was held. Pro-choice supporters wore pink and anti-abortion advocates wore blue. Outside of the state legislative building, protesters, including Carol Brooke of Carborough, gathered for a rally led by Planned Parenthood against abortion restrictions.
Well, I would hope that Governor McCrory will remember how many women in this state helped to elect him and how many women he's representing, and that he'll do the right thing and veto this bill.
House Bill 695 would require abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgery centers, a move abortion rights advocates say is designed to shut down providers. Only one clinic in the entire state currently meets those standards. Governor Pat McCrory, who said last fall that he would not support further abortion restrictions, criticized the way in which House Bill 695 moved rapidly through the Senate with little public notice and buried in legislation concerning Sharia law. Even if McCrory follows through on his pledge, Republicans have a veto-proof majority in both houses, making the bill almost certain to pass. The Department of Health and Human Services said that regulations and inspection procedures for abortion clinics need to be updated, saying that they haven't been reviewed since 1995. Micah Allen, who works in Chapel Hill, sat in the public hearing and said he is pro-life under all circumstances.
In terms of just consistency across the board with dangerous medical procedures, this has to happen. It's inconsistent to argue against it and yet say other procedures of a similar nature have to have a sterile environment, a surgeon present. It really makes no sense. Logically, this bill makes a lot of sense.
Allen agreed with the points that the Department of Health and Human Services made, saying that certain provisions of the bill needed to be clarified to ensure the safety standards. Two abortion clinics were shut down this year in Durham and Charlotte for unsafe practices.
I think a couple of the speakers in favor of the bill sort of touched on the issue. It's tended to be an emotional thing. Abortion's been put on a pedestal, and currently the laws have put it in a different category as surgical centers, and that's really unfortunate because it is more unsafe than what people have presented it as.
Gabrielle Johnson, a UNC law student, attended Tuesday's rally and is pro-choice. Johnson also attended last week's impromptu demonstration of more than 600, organized in response to both the bill itself and the way it was passed in the Senate.
Even if it does pass, I hope that these same women who are getting rallied up at this moment for this, you know, anti-women's rights bill will remember this during election time and will get equally excited and equally energized to remind them that, you know, if you go against us once, then you're going to pay for it with your election and with your seat.
Representative Verla Insko of Orange County was outspoken during the hearing, arguing that abortion clinics protected women's health by providing safe and regulated ways ways to have the procedure done. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Same-sex marriage faces a number of obstacles in North Carolina, from Amendment 1 to a previous ban on same-sex marriages. But on Tuesday, the American Civil Liberties Union of North Carolina announced that it will be challenging both Amendment 1 and the state's statutory ban on same-sex marriages. Chris Brook, legal director of ACLUNC, says that the Supreme Court's recent decisions on the Defense of Marriage Act show that they understand the harm such bans can have.
One of the things that Justice Kennedy wrote about in great detail was that refusing to recognize same-sex marriages humiliates tens of thousands of children now being raised by same-sex couples.
ACLUNC has already challenged North Carolina's ban on same-sex couples adopting. Brooks says that seeing both the decision on the Defense of Marriage Act and the couples represented in previous cases drove the organization to take this legal action.
They speak to the real day-to-day challenges that come along with the government not recognizing their unions.
In the lawsuit, ACLUNC is suing some Superior Court clerks and the director of the North Carolina Administrative Office of the Courts.
They are the individuals, we allege, that are responsible for granting adoption petitions.
The ACLUNC is arguing that there's a constitutional right to same-sex marriage and second-parent adoption under the 14th Amendment and the Due Process Clause of the Constitution.
The argument basically boils down to the fact that the government does not have a legitimate basis to deny equal treatment under the law based solely on the fact that someone is gay or lesbian.
A public policy polling survey of North Carolinians found that 54% believe gay marriage should not be legal. The Republican leader of the North Carolina State Senate says he should make a decision by the end of July about whether to enter the race to try and unseat Democratic U.S. Senator Kay Hagan. Senator Phil Berger told reporters on Tuesday about his potential timetable. The Eden attorney has been weighing a bid for several months. His counterpart in the House, Speaker Tom Tillis, already announced in May that he would seek the Republican primary nomination. Berger confirmed he spoke Tuesday morning with representatives of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, which recruits candidates and usually gives financial support to primary victors. Physician Greg Brannon of Cary is running in the GOP primary. The Reverend Mark Harris of Charlotte is considering getting into the race as well. Chapel Hill police responded to a 911 call early yesterday morning of a man who was reportedly stabbed by his brother. We reported on this yesterday, but now we have more details. Officers responded just before 5 a.m. to the Bolinwood Apartments on Umstead Drive, where the victim was reportedly outside with his wife. Police checked the inside of an apartment unit and captured the suspect. According to Sergeant Josh Misamore, the Chapel Hill Police Department, the victim had a laceration across his arm and was advised to get stitches, but his injuries were not serious enough for him to be taken to UNC hospitals.
EMS just bandaged his arm. It didn't require transport to the ER. So it's not clear whether he was stabbed in the arm or just cut across the arm.
Sergeant Meesmore confirms 30-year-old William Andre Jones has been arrested as a suspect in the assault with a deadly weapon charge. He's now in the Orange County Jail in Hillsborough, being held on a $1,500 secured bond. WCHL News Time, 7:39, 21 minutes until 8 o'clock. Coming up, today's commentary on the way from Carla Shuford, and she is quite emotional about this. She says, we need to learn a lesson from the death of Worthy, she will explain. That'll be followed by what you're saying on the street and all the usual stuff this half hour. We'll have traffic and weather together. We have your word of the day, the clean joke of the day, and today's WCHL hometown hero, another outstanding local educator. That is all on the way. Right now, Rand Northam has joined me in the studio, and Rand's going to talk about what's happening at chapelbro.com.
Thank you very much, Ron. Yeah, the short list for the month of July began yesterday. This month's category is the best place to dine outside. Of course, it's summertime, and we love enjoying that beautiful summer weather, and hopefully it's going to stay dry for a little while, but I guess not for the next couple days, but yeah. We'll get some dry weather here eventually this summer, I'm sure.
Yeah, it feels good at the end of the day, especially
if you sure
go somewhere for dinner and it's cooled down a little bit.
That's right.
Of course, also that time of the day is when we normally have a big chance of showers and thunderstorms.
Of course.
You know, I'm always conflicted when I go to a restaurant that has outdoor dining. You know, I really would like to sit outside, but maybe not. Clouds are looking awfully dark.
Maybe there's a place that has a covering over its patio. You can certainly include that. Top of the Hill, Carolina Brewery, patios, gardens. You tell us what the best location is that your community should be voting on. And that's what you do. The short list, in the first week that it's open, we open up to the community to submit the different locations. We don't give you the locations. We ask you to submit those. Then the second week that it's open, we ask you to vote on those that have been submitted. And then we will have on the third week of the month, or the final Tuesday of the month, we will announce the winner. And again, it's the best place to dine outside. So go visit the shortlist on our website, chapelboro.com. Also on our website, remember to check out the Chapelboro calendar frequently. It's easy to find, chapelboro.com/calendar. There's also a link for that on our homepage. And that's all you need. For instance, the Hillsboro Family Fun Day in downtown Hillsboro is on the calendar with info and a list of events. Lots of other great events that you'll want to check out there as well. And the latest photo gallery is an artist event and signing at Chapel Hill Comics. Mm-hmm. So lots going on our website. News, sports, and other columns on there as well. Lifestyle, lots of great things. On our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Thanks, Rand. Don't forget the photo galleries, too. Still a big photo gallery up from July 4th.
Definitely.
A variety of activities around our community.
Lots of great shots, both day and night.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Fireworks, too, at the end.
Oh, yes.
7:42, 18 minutes until 8 o'clock, WCHL. Today's commentary and what you're saying on the street coming up next.
Have you been looking for acupuncture, massage, nutrition advice, yoga therapy, guided imagery, hypnosis, and expert physicians who understand how you can use these services to benefit your health and your life? Come to Duke Integrative Primary Care. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill. Open to all and now accepting insurance.
It's not too soon to make plans for enrolling at the Orange County campus at Durham Tech, your hometown college in Hillsboro. Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean of Durham Tech's Orange County campus, here to tell you that registration for fall classes starts in July. So act now by getting your or your child's transfer or high school transcript together. Then set up a time to visit our Orange County campus in Hillsboro to sign up for our high-demand classes before they fill up. Find out more at durhamtech.edu and click on the Orange County campus.
This is Mark Brown of Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, your local CPA and advisors. Running a business requires wearing a lot of hats. We can help you plan and run your business effectively, from buying a business to the legal and tax structure to setting up efficient accounting processes. We help guide you through any and all questions so you can concentrate on what matters most, your business.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, seen around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
Well, thanks so much. 7:45, 15 minutes away from 8 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Carla Shuford. This commentary is in response to an article published in the Chapel Hill News on Sunday, June 30th, and entitled, Police Investigating Service Dog's Death. I'm a friend of Charlene Hayes, the foster parent who raised Worthy, the golden retriever who was being trained as a service dog by Eyes, Ears, Nose, and Paws in Carrboro. He died a tragic and untimely death on June 10th as a result of becoming overheated when he was left in a car for 2 hours endorsed by Deb Cunningham, program director. Had he survived, he would have possibly been placed with his owner at a graduation ceremony on June 29th. I have known Charlene for many years and have always admired her ability to turn lemons into lemonade. In characteristic style, she is transforming her grief at the loss of Worthy into a cause to prevent such losses in the future. Apparently, each year, dozens of children and pets left in parked vehicles die from hypothermia. Charlene has set up a Facebook page entitled The Worthy Project to raise awareness about the danger of pets confined in cars. The North Carolina House recently introduced legislation that would strengthen animal abuse laws by, one, specifically criminalizing confinement of animals in vehicles, and, two, authorizing certain people to rescue these animals. While this bill, as written, is a good start, it is the hope that it will be strengthened and animal abuse laws broadened in this and every state. Please write to your state representatives to express support for this bill and strengthen it with greater penalties. Sadly, Worthy's premature death prevented his ever having the opportunity to be a service dog for which he had been trained. However, we can all honor his legacy by being proactive in spreading the word and changing the laws so that fewer such tragedies continue to occur. In this way, Worthy's death would become truly worthwhile. This is Carla Shuford.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street. Presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Brian Aloisi. Orange County has officially implemented a smoking ban from all public spaces. We hit the streets to find out. What do you think about the smoking ban?
My name's Catherine. I live in Durham. Since I'm a smoker, I don't think it should be banned.
My name is Nikki, and I live in Chapel Hill. I'm all in favor of no smoking in Orange County.
Tristan Hauser, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I disagree with that. I think that that should be your own personal choice, and they can't really tell you what to do with your, you know, choices that you make. As long as nobody else gets hurt, I guess it's not that big of a deal.
Herman Robinson, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. To me, it feels like you can't smoke in public. Where can you smoke? I mean, what's the reason even having buying cigarettes? You know, I mean, we only could just smoke at the house.
Philip Montanino, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Yeah, I think it's a little intrusive on people's rights, but I mean, other than that, you know, I think smokers should be allowed to smoke in public.
What's your opinion on the smoking ban?
Dorothy, and I live in Chapel Hill. Yes, I definitely think it's a good thing. Definitely.
My name is Rhiannon Barnes. I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Well, like, I believe that the smoking ban goes against our First Amendment rights. Even though, like, I understand, you know, the health concerns and the reasons behind it.
Cynthia Burris in Chapel Hill. I smoke. I mean, I can understand it, but it is just kind of annoying. So that's my opinion.
My name is David Edwards. I live in Chapel Hill. I don't think it's fair. I don't know why, but I just don't think it's fair. You should be able to smoke anywhere you want to. They sell cigarettes, so why not smoke?
My name is Mary Cole, and I live in Chapel Hill.
I don't agree with that. I think the air belongs to all of us, and I think it's just stretching it to say you're polluting the air if you smoke on the streets or on a sidewalk. So I don't agree with that at all.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
Did you know there's a state-of-the-art community college right here in Orange County? Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean of Durham Tech's Orange County campus, and I invite you to find out why our enrollment is soaring and our class offerings are up 70% since last year. Our campus is green and sustainable with well-equipped classrooms, science labs, computer labs, and a spacious library, all designed to provide a first-class education. Find out more at durhamtech.edu and click on the Orange County campus.
Where's the place to be during these dog days of summer? In the cool air at University Mall for their Hot Diggity Days indoor summer sidewalk sale, Thursday through Sunday. Save up to 70% throughout the mall. Enjoy live music, kids' activities, and a free brunch, lunch, or dinner when you spend $200 or more.
all in the cool air of University Mall during their Hot Diggity Days indoor summer sidewalk sale, Thursday through Sunday. University Mall, 201 South Estes Drive in Chapel Hill. UniversityMall.com.
Jones Angels.
I think you sound younger on FM, Ron. Do you think this is the case, too? I think you sound like a young man.
Well, thank you, Jones. 7:51, 9 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble today for your engagement ring. You've been thinking about it for a while. Make sure it's special. Go see Grimble Jewelers. They're always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Well, everyone trying to get to work this morning, so traffic is picking up a little bit out there on the roadways. No major accidents or delays to let you know about right now, though. I-40, 15501, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway, not reporting any major accidents, no major delays, no accidents out there right now. If you see anything as you travel, though, throughout the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that very safely.
All right, very well done. Proud of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again in just a little while here. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. All kinds of special things going on at the Carolina Inn all the time, including Fridays on the Front Porch on Friday starting at 5 p.m. And you can also join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features. You can get menus, specials, and hours at CarolinaInn.com. 75 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 74 in Carborough. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, probably in the afternoon. Temperature today about 88, 89. Chance of rain, 50%. That goes through tonight. Low tonight, 72. Now tomorrow, an 80% chance of rain. Showers and thunderstorms. High tomorrow in the middle 80s. And right now, there's a 100% chance of Wayne Pond in the forecast. Good morning, Wayne. How are you?
Ooh, I feel so scientific.
Yeah, you are scientific.
Is that a word of the day, probability, Ron Boy?
Yeah, probability of ripples in the pond as well.
I think you're all wet, but we'll move ahead nonetheless.
Oh, that's all right.
Let's see here. I got a dandy for you today, pal. Here is the word of the day. Ovulate. Ovulate. Yes. U-L-U-L-A-T-E. Sounds like something you might buy at Starbucks, that latte part at the end. No, wait, that's only one T, not two. U-L-U-L-A-T-E. Ovulate.
It sounds biological.
Well, not quite, but you're on the right track. According to the wordsmith, there are alternate pronunciations of ovulate, involving Yule and Mule and Ghoul, and we won't go down that path this morning. That's too complicated. Ovulate is an intransitive verb. It means to howl or to wail. How about it, Ron Boy? You ever done any of that?
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit.
back in your Allen Ginsberg phase, right?
After midnight, we're going to ovulate all night.
Oh, I love it when he rewrites history. Well, there it is, U-L-U-L-A-T-E, ovulate. Again, an intransitive verb, to howl or to wail. Ron, stay away from those old rock and roll records, and especially those old Deep Poets. They just aren't good for your health. Huh?
Yeah, also watch out for the Werewolves of London.
Ooh, Devon, somebody, who wrote that? Come on, quick.
Warren Zevon,
there we go. I knew that. By force of association, we could drag it out of you. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, have a good one. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right, you too, buddy. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Frankton Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. You're first to do so, you will get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7:55, 5 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL.
97.9 FM at WCHL. Hi, this is Ron Stutz, and Lauren Stafford is here with a clean joke of the day.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Happy hump day.
All right. I'm ready. We get past this hump, then it's all downhill toward the weekend.
That's right.
Yeah, boy,
well,
it's been a long week already.
Towards the weekend.
No, downhill. It's like cruising downhill.
Oh, okay, cruising in neutral.
Yeah. You come in here on Monday morning, it's like climbing uphill.
Oh, true.
Then we're
true.
Over the hump on Wednesday, and then
right.
It's all downhill. Yeah. Yeah. What's up? What you got?
I got another joke. Another one from Mae McClendon.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
Thanks to Mae.
I love Mae's jokes.
I do too. A man walks into a bar, kind of like most jokes start, but a man walks into a bar and orders three beers.
Okay.
The bartender brings him the three beers, and the man proceeds to alternately sip one, then the other, then the third, until they're all gone.
Uh-huh.
He then orders three more, and the bartender says, "Sir, I know you like them cold, so you can start with one, and how about I'll bring you a fresh one as soon as you're level?"
Uh-huh.
The man says, "You don't understand. I have two brothers, one in Australia and one in Ireland.
Right.
We made a vow to each other that every Saturday night we would still drink together. So right now, my brothers have three beers as well, and we're all drinking them together."
Oh, cool.
The bartender thinks it's a wonderful tradition, and every week he sets up the guys three beers. Then one week, the man comes in and orders only two.
Uh-huh.
He drinks them and then orders two more. The bartender says sadly, "Sir, knowing your tradition, I'd just like to say that I'm sorry you've lost your brother."
Uh-huh.
The man replies, "Oh, no, my brothers are fine. I just quit drinking." Maybe I should use that excuse next time I order three drinks at the bar as well.
I don't think anybody's going to fall for it.
Hey, I can try. I can try.
That's great. I like that one.
Thanks, Mae. Good joke.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Rachel Robertson is a teacher at Cameron Park Elementary School, a part of the Orange County School System. Here's Mike Gilbert, Public Information Officer for the Orange County School System.
She's been with the district for 8 years. She teaches kindergarten and has been an elementary teacher for 8 years.
And what makes her so outstanding and so deserving of special recognition?
She really has a zest for education. Her students are very engaged, and she really works her lessons to meet the strengths of her students.
And what is she like personally? What kind of a personality does she have?
She's very good in the classroom, but more than that, she's become a real part of the Orange County Schools community and the Cameron Park community. Every year, she works the events such as Cameron Park Fall Festival, Family Night, Earth Day celebrations. She's really engaged in all aspects of the school community.
What do her fellow teachers and principals say about her?
Her principal, Julie Van Diver, said that Rachel's earned the respect and admiration of her students, their parents, and her peers through her positive attitude and dedicated service to her students. One of her most admirable qualities is her sense of pride, pride in the quality of her teaching and her students and in being part of Cameron Park.
Rachel Robertson, an outstanding kindergarten teacher at Cameron Park Elementary School. And Rachel is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Top of the Hill Distillery. It's half off. $20 for a distillery tour, tasting, and souvenir glass, available until midnight for $10. Get a close-up look at Topo's world-class distilling equipment and learn how they craft their local and organic spirits. You'll tour the three-story distillery in downtown Chapel Hill, enjoy a tasting, and get a special glass to take home. It's half off from Top of the Hill Distillery. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Good morning. It is a minute before 8 o'clock at WCHL. Cruisers brings you a look at the weather. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Get some now. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 75 degrees, a little muggy this morning, mostly cloudy all day. 50% chance of rain today, but especially in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the upper 80s, also a 50-50 chance of rain coming up tonight.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship